The week's cases for the week ending May 30th, 2025 by Alman Astor, LA County Public Defender's Office. Where a specific prison term was pled to, a PC 654 claim is barred at resentencing. SB 483, effective 1/1/22, made the elimination of one-year prison priors, Penal Code Section 667.5b, fully retroactive. Penal Code Section 1172.75, formerly numbered 1171.1. Penal Code Section 1172.75 says that the court must strike the one-year priors, then resentence. This defendant appeals, arguing that Penal Code Section 654 barred sentencing him for both voluntary manslaughter as well as hit and run, because both crimes arose from the same course of conduct. The Court of Appeal rejects this claim, relying on the defendant having pled to a specific term of prison. Second issue, at the resentencing after striking the one-year prison prior, the court imposed the upper term. Penal Code Section 1172.75d4 provides that aggravating factors can't be used to justify the upper term at the resentencing unless those aggravating factors were found true by the judge or jury or were admitted by the defendant, quote, unless the court originally imposed the upper term, close quote, which is what happened here. There's a case specifically holding, quote, that the heightened fact-finding requirement does not apply where the defendant originally received an upper term sentence, close quote. Brandon Thompson, 104 Calap 5th, 455. The Court of Appeal applies that case here and rejects the claim that upper term was barred. Field versus Mathis, A168363, 521-25 CA 1st, Division 5. A defendant is entitled to a full resentencing once the original sentence is vacated. The defendant was convicted, sentenced, and lost on appeal. 10 years later, the defendant filed a habeas corpus petition on sentencing enhancements. The Court of Appeal granted the petition, and the trial judge stayed an enhancement, reducing the defendant's sentence from 23 years to 20 years. The defense argued that the defendant was entitled to a full resentencing, including the many sentencing changes enacted since his conviction. The judge said no. The Court of Appeal reverses. Quote, as the California Supreme Court has explained, once a court determines that a defendant is entitled to resentencing on habeas review, the result is vacatur of the original sentence, whereupon the trial court may impose any appropriate sentence, close quote. Padilla, 13 Cal 5th, 152 at 163. Quote, accordingly, once the trial court resentenced Duenas in response to our order to show cause, he was entitled to a full resentencing and retroactive application of new ameliorative legislation, close quote. There was a case to the contrary, Esquivias, formerly at 103 Calat 5th, 969, in which review has been granted. The majority thinks that Esquivias is wrong and refuses to follow it. The dissent agrees with Esquivias and thinks that it should be followed. Beal versus Duenas, B335274-527-25-CA-2nd, Division 8. Proof that priors are gang-related requires actual benefit, not just potential benefit. AB 333 made many changes to the gang enhancement statute. The gang statute requires a finding of a, quote, pattern of criminal gang activity, close quote. AB 333 amended, quote, pattern of criminal gang activity, close quote, to require that, quote, the offenses must have commonly benefited a criminal street gang where the common benefit is more than reputational, close quote. The judge here gave the jury an instruction requiring what the statute now requires. This Court of Appeal evaluates whether there was substantial evidence to support the gang enhancement. The Penal Code Section 186.22 gang enhancement requires two predicate gang offenses. Quote, one predicate gang offense alone is insufficient to establish a pattern of criminal activity, close quote. The only evidence presented by the DA was their gang expert claiming that the second predicate offense was gang-related because burglaries are financially lucrative. Quote, but for none of the five predicate offenses did the gang expert provide any testimony or other evidence. The burglaries, in fact, financially benefited the gang rather than the individual gang members who committed the burglaries, close quote. The Court of Appeal reverses 43 gang enhancements for lack of substantial evidence. People versus Shively, D082912-527-25-CA-4th, Division 1. Failure to raise Banks-Clark issues on appeal bars SB 1437 relief. SB 1437 bars liability for felony murder where the defendant wasn't the actual killer, didn't aid in the killing, and wasn't a major participant in the underlying felony who acted with reckless indifference to human life. The major participant and reckless indifference rules come from Banks, 61 Cal 4th, 788, and Clark, 63 Cal 4th, 522, where the Cal Supremes applied the Tyson, 481 U.S. 137, and Enmund, 458 U.S. 782 rule in California, barring life without parole, LWOP, sentences, and death sentences where the defendant, quote, was neither a major participant in the crime, nor did his actions reflect a reckless indifference to human life, close quote, in special circumstances murders. The Cal Supremes say, quote, findings issued by a jury before Banks and Clark do not preclude a defendant from making out a prima facie case for relief under Senate Bill 1437. This is true even if the trial evidence would have been sufficient to support the findings under Banks and Clark, close quote. Strong, 13 Cal 5th, 698. This inmate filed a 1437 petition. The judge conducted a hearing and denied relief. On appeal, the defense argues that the judge misinstructed the jury on the Banks-Clark rule. The Court of Appeal says that the trial occurred after Banks and Clark were issued, but that the defendant, quote, did not raise instructional error in her direct appeal, so the jury's findings are now conclusively valid, close quote, deciding that the two separate doctrines, issue preclusion and collateral estoppel, bar relief now. Buell versus Whipple, E083-362-5125 CA 4th, Division 2.